Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
Hey everybody, Chad Wesley Smith here. Want to welcome all our regular Jug Life listeners to what's going to be a bit different of an episode as we talk with Garrett Blevins about a very exciting new project that we've been working on together. So to toot Garrett's horn for him, hey now.
Yeah, take it easy, Chad. Hostile work environment.
Two-time world team member.
Correct.
In the 105 kilo class. World record holder in the squat.
Squat, bench, and total.
Squat, bench, and total.
Wow. Briefly. It's been changed a lot of hands in the last 2 years.
It still goes on the resume. And in addition to all that, the most excited person about Microsoft Excel that's probably ever existed.
That's true.
Is pure giddiness in his face. And so what we want to talk to you about today is something we've been working on called Juggernaut Artificial Intelligence Coaching. And Garrett, why don't you introduce, you know, big picture, 30,000 foot view, what that is.
Sure. So basically what we've been working on, we're trying to fill the gap between one-on-one coaching and just template creation. And so as many of you know in the audience, you've seen templates for sales. There's a number of good programs and templates and structures out there, but they pale in comparison always to any sort of legitimate one-on-one coaching, because one-on-one coaches are going to take care of individual differences, differences in training cycle length, and so many factors coaches pay attention to: height, weight, experience level, volume tolerance, desired training style, and the list goes on and on. And so what we're working with on AI coaching is using the systems and processes that I've developed through Excel, taking a coach's system, and instead of using a template where everybody gets basically the same thing or maybe one of 12 separate templates, that the coach's system is actually applied to them individually. And so that you're taking that one-on-one coaching experience, but you're automating it so that it can be available to everyone. Because the reason people don't get one-on-one coaching is the price. You're going to be paying $150, $200 a month if you're going to have a legitimate coach. If you got somebody out there selling you one-on-one coaching for $30, it's not one-on-one coaching.
And which coach's system have we taken for this artificial intelligence?
Well, that would be yours.
This coach's system. So basically what we've done is we've unlocked the juggernaut, removed my brain, and put it into the largest Excel sheet that man has ever known.
It's true.
And so if you've, you know, as you're listening to what Garrett was just saying, you hear a lot of the words that we talk about in the Scientific Principles of Strength Training. If you've watched Scientific Principles of Strength Training YouTube series, you probably watched it and hopefully enjoyed it, and maybe been a bit overwhelmed about how do I apply all of these things to my own training or athletes that I work with. And it can be a bit daunting. And honestly, the process of doing a lot of this with Garrett was even a bit daunting to me, because, you know, we do these seminars or videos or whatever and get questions like, well, how do I find my MRV? And what makes strong legs weak back versus, you know, weak legs strong back? And things that I know as a coach through, you know, a decade and a half of lifting and coaching, you know, hundreds of athletes in person, thousands online, thousands more at seminars and clinics around the world, how we could systematize a lot of this artistic type of work and make it so it's replicatable hundreds of thousands of times over for every potential case that comes to us. So I think we very effectively created me writing your program as well as can happen, because you could sign up for Juggernaut coaching, but you still wouldn't even get me as your one-on-one coach right now, because my roster is full in that regard. So I don't take one-on-one clients anymore. But through this system, you're going to be able to get one-on-one program design from me as customized as possible for you. And there's a few areas that we really take into account that I think sets this apart so much from any other program that Juggernaut has written, any other template, app that's out there. And what Garrett and I have been working on is making it so that your specific MEV, minimum effective volume, and MRV, maximum recoverable volume, are accounted for. So we're looking at all these different factors, from gender, size, strength, experience, lifestyle factors like the quality of your sleep, diet, stress outside of training, and seeing how that affects MEV and MRV and calculating all that for you. We're looking at selecting the right exercises for you based on weak points through relative strength of different lifts, like your squat compared to your deadlift, taking into account body weights with that. We're looking at finding your optimal frequency through assessing all these individual differences, as well as creating the proper phasic structure for you. If you're a beginner, intermediate, advanced, different weight classes, do you need more hypertrophy? Do you need more strength? Do you need more peaking? And if you have 10 weeks to a meet, it's going to take that into account. If you have 24 weeks, if you have 48 weeks, it's going to take all these different things into account to make a truly customized program for you. So you're doing the real nuts and bolts of this stuff. What was maybe the biggest challenge for you in creating this system?
I think part of the challenge is just the number of potential combinations that you're going to end up having. We ran the math just on unique combinations of questionnaire answers, and it's at 84 quadrillion combinations that create unique outputs and would change the way that the system thinks. One, I think, in every 10,000 or so of those 84 quadrillion is going to make a substantive change in a sheet where you're going to have a different number of sets, a different list of exercises, a different number of days per week, a different phasic structure where you're going to be geared more towards hypertrophy, different exercise selections based off of weak legs, weak back that would be phased in at various places on top of all of those structures. And keeping the priority and knowing what to prioritize and taking your coaching system was really the unique challenge in creating this. It's different for every coach, but I think one of the benefits to yours is you have these already fairly systematized in scientific principles of strength training. You've thought through the issues already, and sometimes when you go to a coach, and I've done this before as I've talked with people, I'll ask them, how do you know how much volume to assign? And some coaches won't know. They wouldn't be able to even, I kind of just start all at the same point and we figure it out. Now, this system will have real-time updates where as you type in how much fatigue you have on a given day, it will adjust that day's workout. But it also keeps a running average of overall fatigue, compares that against what we would have as your expected fatigue, and would make maximum recoverable volume adjustments based on that. And to do that as a coach, even for individual clients, are you really going to talk to them every single day of every single workout and adjust their workouts day of? You're not there in the gym with them. So even with a personalized program someone's paying you, $200 a month to get, you're not there with them in the gym. But this goes with them to the gym so they know what to do. If they overshoot their RPE for their target goals, the system is going to automatically lower their back off work so that since they overworked on a top set, it'll drop down the back off work. It's going to be tallying. Let's say there's a range of percentages. You've got, 70 to 75%. It doesn't just tell you that. It's also going to tell you what that is in your max, and then you're going to write that in, and it's going to tell you exactly what percentage that is and calculate back off sets based on where in the range you had. Layering all those things together and having each one of those individual pieces for RPE and percentages, and then you can't just swap exercises out and have the same percentages. Let's say somebody is supposed to have safety squat bar because they are weak legs, so we want more quad development early in a training cycle. But they don't have access to a safety squat bar, and they type that in into the questionnaire, one of the 84 quadrillion combinations. Now the output is instead going to be front squats. But let's say they can't do front squats, and now they're doing high bar instead as a third because they said they can't do either of those exercises, and they don't have access to a belt squat machine. We wouldn't even have the same intensity for safety squat bar, front squat, belt squat, or high bar. All of those would maybe have different either RP or percentage-based ways of explaining as a coach to a client what they should actually put on the bar, which is an extremely important factor. I know that's one of your main points is getting the right weight on the bar alongside the right number of sets within an overloading structure, obviously. But all of those have to change, and stitching all of that together, I like it. it's like stitching hamburger together. It's like little piece here, little piece there, and that's why it has not been done before. No one has done anything like this sort of a project. The closest we would have where you'd say, pick your template. We have a 3, 4, 5 day template. This is more for a beginner, intermediate, advanced. This system would grow with you from day one up until the highest elite level lifter in the world. It can accommodate for all of those. But I think the most difficult part, which I really didn't have to do, was having the coaching knowledge and experience to know how to make those decisions. So as I'm talking to you as a programmer, you can tell me an actual answer. And I think that was one of the benefits, having both scientific principles of strength training and your years of experience. That's the biggest piece. It's why there are plenty of great software developers out there. Nobody's made something like this, because you need more than that. You need a coach's mind to put into the system.
Yeah, and that was, I think, the perfect, you know, bond with
marriage. You can say marriage. It's the perfect marriage.
The perfect marriage.
To form a more perfect union, we put our heads together, you know.
Because if it was just some computer programmer, I'm not that savvy in that regard, so I could tell them all about powerlifting, but they would have had no idea what I was talking about. But because Garrett has the understanding both of the powerlifting, specifically Juggernaut system, as well as all the coding and stuff, it's been able to make, I think, what's really going to be this phenomenal product. So you mentioned, 84 quadrillion?
84 quadrillion, yeah. That's the one past trillion, and that's a couple hundred million possible combinations per person of the planet. So if each person on the planet...
That's 84 with 14 zeros?
It's a lot of zeros. It's something like that.
Yeah.
And so if every person in the world sat down on a computer and started answering the questionnaire, they would each have to answer it over 100 million times individually, uniquely from everybody else, to encapsulate all of the potential combinations. I had to go to a mathematician to make sure that the math was right, because it got out of hand a little bit. And that's just really the beginning. This is step one as we move into this, because the data that will be able to be pulled out is going to push forward training knowledge and coaching in a way that just hasn't been done before.
So again, to compare this to a template situation, even if someone, a coach, and this is kind of what I'd been doing in our team powerlifting setting, is written all these templates. I'd written male, female, 4, 5, and 6 day a week, beginner, intermediate, advanced, hypertrophy, strength, peaking. So that's like 2, 6, 12. Yeah, it was about 54 different templates, I think. So, that was fairly customized at 54 variants. Now we're looking at quadrillions of intricate changes based on, everything about you. And not only is it going to create this incredibly individualized program off the bat for you, it learns about you as you go. It makes adjustments for you intra-session. As Garrett mentioned, if you overshoot your RPE or you give it a higher or lower fatigue rating, the information that you give to it, it responds to that and changes your workout within the session. It looks at what you did this session and changes the next corresponding session about that. So if you have a great squat day, week one, day one, and you do 320 at an 8 RPE, and we would have expected 300 to be an 8 RPE, it's going to adjust what happens the next week, and then it's going to take the averages of the entire training cycle, adjust what your deload looks like based upon that, and adjust the entire next training cycle based upon that. So I can't reiterate enough that it really goes beyond what any online coaching system could ever do, and frankly, probably beyond what in-person coaching could do in a lot of situations as well. And especially if your in-person coach isn't me. They wouldn't. They might not
have to know the answers to the questions anyways.
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of detail being put into this. It is, without a doubt, I treated it as if I was like, I have to write one program only. The greatest program I've ever written. Like, we have to take into account every possible detail. So again, it's going to calculate the right volume for you, the minimum amount you need to do to begin to progress and the maximum amount you can tolerate. So whether you're, you know, a 52 kilo female with 6 months of experience or a 140 kilo male who's been lifting for 15 years, those numbers are going to be very, very different. And it's going to assess it individually for each of you. Along with that, it's going to see, all right, is there a big gap between the person's MEV and MRV? So how rapidly can they progress? Is that better suited to a linear progression, an alternating periodization scheme, or an undulating periodization scheme? How long of hypertrophy phases? How long of strength phases? How long of peaking phases?
And then tapers that correlate to all of those on top of that, so that you'll have a taper that is fitting into the rest of that as well.
Yeah. Does this person need, you know, more work for their quads or more work for their lower back for them to improve their squat and their deadlift? You know, so it's picking exercises strategically for you, and it's I'm missing one point.
It's picking exercises, it's picking intensities, it's picking periodization. It has injury recovery protocols as well that are going to co-op. It just takes what's there, removes it, and puts in if you do end up injured and you need to have some sort of recovery protocol in there. Again, similar to like any coaching system, when you send back your logs, it analyzes what you did along with the questionnaire that you respond and kind of give an update with. And so it's actually going to adjust your volume. So the 84 quadrillion is just a starting point. Again, that's just to get it started. And then it looks at what's actually happening with you to make the next move and the next move and the next. So it's never going to be the same. It's always going to be unique to the person. And again, that's what it has to be if it's going to be a coach. It has to take into account you if it's going to be better than what we have now. Because there are plenty of great templates out there. But instead, this is simply a logical coach's system that is placed within an individualized environment and makes decisions based upon that. The longer you use it, the more it learns about you, and then it will remember that training cycle to training cycle. And the longer you use it, the more it will grow. And you can change from being a linear periodization person at the beginning.
Yeah.
As things change, it grows with you, and you'll move on to more complex periodization styles.
And it's also going to find the best frequency for you. Yes, you can tell it, I want to train 3, 4, 5, 6 days a week, whatever, you know, suits your schedule. And within that, it's going to figure out, you know, in training 3 days a week, does this person need to squat, you know, two times, bench three times,
yeah, whatever,
deadlift one time? How does that best fit together? It's figuring out individualized frequency based on the frequency per lift and the frequency that you want for your total number of training days. And we'll even go as far as to make a suggestion to you. If you say, I want to train 3 days, it'll give you the best 3-day program possible. But if it really thinks that 4 days is going to be that much more beneficial to you, it will also kind of nudge you in that direction. So an incredible amount of data is going into it, and it's giving you the most individualized program possible, as if I was right there at your beck and call, your personal powerlifting coach writing the best program possible for you. It's basically, if you were Marissa Inda,
this is how
I coach, making every possible adjustment.
Spooning is not included. I don't think the app cannot spoon you.
It'll be an upsell. Yeah. It'll be an upsell. Maybe we can add something where it's just
your
close
eyes.
Up of my
if you could
eyes
just stare in the
phone.
Eyes. Yeah. Okay. Right, I can work on that.
We'll look in. We have the technology. We'll see what we can do there. But I'm really excited about it. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think you covered most of it. And I think the main point, and you're just going to have to try it to see. I know there's a lot of promises. I bet there's a lot of people that are skeptical about, is this even possible? And as it turns out, it is. We were just talking about, what was the machine that was running up the boxes?
The
robot.
Boston Dynamics robot.
The Boston Dynamics. In a world where Boston Dynamics robots exist, AI coaching also is going to exist. And so it's very exciting. I'm excited to see what comes out of it as far as the learning from the coaching side. Because as you mentioned, if you were a coach to sit down and someone gives you, they give you all the answers, height, weight, training age, chronological age, sleep patterns, eating, stress level, historical workload, historical recovery, their weight class, their it just goes on and on. You get all of the information. You still have to sit down and figure out, okay, what is this person's MEV, MRV? That's going to take you a couple hours. Then you're going to have to say, okay, when is their meet? You just count back. All right, so their training cycle's this long. okay, are they at the top of their weight class as an experienced athlete, or are they not? Are they going up a weight class? Do they want to gain weight? Do they want to lose weight? Are they on a cut? Okay, how does that impact what amount of volume I'm going to use? How does that impact how many overloading exercises? As you were mentioning, maybe they're saying they want to work out 4 times a week, but they should only have 2 overloading squat exercises with maybe something like a goblet squat or a lunge on another day to still kind of work the movement but not really overload the body. And again, that would depend on all of those factors as well. And then you're like, okay, well, they've got these weaknesses and they're a weak legs or a weak back or a balanced person and they're a high bar, low bar, or they're a sumo conventional or whatever it is. Okay, so we've got that ironed in there. Now we got to get the exercises lined out. We need to have appropriate intensity designations for all of those. Really, in your system, as many as possible being percentage-based because you want to make sure the right weight is on the bar. Of course, some things like belt squats or leg press are going to be RPE-based. That's just the nature of the game. But maybe not forever. As we move forward, we're probably going to get maxes for everything so that you know what your single-arm isolation curl max is or whatever. So again, that you're working within the right weights to overload in the right ways. And then to then every day make adjustments based on what the person actually does, not only before the workout, but also within the workout itself as actual RPE is compared to expected RPE and back offs are generated. And then week to week, looking perhaps back at that, or even within a week, looking on another day to make decisions based on what weights should be used and new exercises. And then to take averages of 4 weeks or 5 weeks at a time, looking at how that affects the MRV and redoing everything that you've done. I mean, you're talking about 10, 15 hours a month at least per person, probably more. There's just no way to replicate that. I mean, how many clients could a coach even work with?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to afford that.
It's $10 million.
If I was personally doing all of those things.
Probably even missed some of them too. Yeah. It's just there's so much that's gone into it. So it's been, about 6 months of development on this together, learning the system and coming back, countless hours just sitting around, taking breaks, watching The Office. But
this man loves Excel more than anything.
It's fun. It's been deep in the beast.
Yeah. So that is Juggernaut Artificial Intelligence Coaching. Now, it's not a template. Even if someone was writing 100 templates, 200 templates, this is quadrillions of potential nuanced changes to your program. It's intra-session adjustments, intra-week adjustments, week-to-week adjustments, intra-cycle adjustments and cycle-to-cycle adjustments, all based on your feedback. Very, very detailed. We're extremely excited about the launch of this. So if you're interested in being involved in the beta testing group of this, visit jtsstrength.com or Google Juggernaut AI Coaching, Juggernaut Artificial Intelligence Coaching. Hop in the beta group for this. You're going to get in at the best price possible. You're going to get to help us develop this even further. And when it's ready to launch into an app on your phone, you're going to be the first priority on that. So Garrett and I are pumped about this project, and we hope that you are too. We're so excited to be able to help so many lifters out there better reach their goals. So that's Juggernaut Artificial Intelligence Coaching, Juggernaut AI Coaching. Look for it soon.